Hi, and welcome to another one of our little podcasts. Today, we are going to continue the series in the Book of Wisdom, an apocryphal book for some, deuterocanonical book for others, a book that is considered to be scriptural by Catholic and Orthodox communities, and therefore it's treated as scripture here at this Detached Catholic Place website. And today, what we are going to find out is that the wicked reject living forever, as well as being holy, being right, being good. And that's something that we will find out today. But before we do that, let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer and pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and fill them with the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. God, you teach your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Through this same Spirit, grant us right judgment in all things, and joy in his comforting presence. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord, inspire us to read your Scriptures and to meditating upon them day and night. We beg you to give us real understanding of what we need, that we in turn may put its precepts into practice. Yet we know that understanding and good intentions are worthless unless rooted in your graceful love. So we ask that the words of Scripture may also be not just signs on a page, but channels of grace into our hearts. Amen. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. It was the wicked who with hands and words invited death, considered it a friend and pined for it, and made a covenant with it, because they deserved to be allied with it. For, not thinking rightly, they said amongst themselves, "Brief and troubled is our lifetime. There is no remedy for our dying, nor is anyone known to have come back from Hades. For by mere chance we were born, and hereafter we shall be as though we had not been, because the breath in our nostrils is smoke, and reason a spark from the beating of our hearts. And when this unquenched is quenched, our body will be ashes, and our spirit will be poured abroad like empty air. Even our name will be forgotten in time, and no one will recall our deeds. So our life will pass away like the traces of a cloud, and will be dispersed like a mist. Pursued by the sun's rays and overpowered by its heat. For our lifetime is the passing of a shadow, and our dying cannot be deferred because it is fixed with a seal, and no one returns. Come, therefore, let us enjoy the good things that are here, and make use of creation with youthful zest. Let us have our fill of costly wine and perfumes, and let no springtime blossom pass us by. Let us crown ourselves with rosebuds before they wither. Let no meadow be free from our wantonness. Everywhere, let us leave tokens of our merriment. For this is our portion, and this is our lot. Let us oppress the righteous poor. Let us neither spare the widow, nor revere the aged, for hair grown white with time. But let our strength be our norm of righteousness, for weakness proves itself useless. Let us lie in wait for the righteous one, because he is annoying to us. He is opposed to our actions, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professed to have knowledge of God and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts, merely to see him as a hardship for us, because his life is not like that of others, and different are his ways. He judges us debased. He holds aloof from our paths as from things impure. He calls blessed the destiny of the righteous and boasts that God is his father. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him in the end. For if the righteous one is the Son of God, God will help him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With violence and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death. For according to his own words, God will take care of him. These were their thoughts, but they erred, for their wickedness blinded them, and they did not know the hidden counsels of God, neither did they count on recompense for holiness, nor discern the innocent soul's reward. For God formed us to be imperishable, the image of his own nature he made us. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are allied with him experience it. The word of the Lord. Lord, thank you for these words from your holy word. May they touch each one of our hearts and motivate us to be more like you, being formed from glory into glory, into the image of your Son, so that when we are raised from the dead, we will see him face to face and be like him in every way. Amen. Today's reading from the Book of Wisdom is something I've read before, something I've touched upon a few times throughout these podcasts. But today I want you to really think about what it's saying and compare it to the world around us. As I read these words and as I remember these words, I remember certain conversations I've had lately with an individual who is into abortion. They talk about how people talk down to them and say that their lifestyle, their choice of abortion is something that's wrong, and therefore it's something they don't like to hear. Cancel culture would have them shunned. And because of that, they, without knowing, fulfill what these words of Scripture are talking about. They did not know the hidden counsels of God is one of the key verses that I find here. This is where the thoughts of the unsaved err. And you'll hear this in conversations when they talk about the unrighteousness of God in the Old Testament, where he's commanding genocide, where he's killing people like at Sodom and Gomorrah. And they think, merely think, that those proofs are the end of the story. They take the idea that no one's known to come back from death. Brief and troubled is our lifetime. There's no remedy for dying, nor is anyone known to have come back from the dead, from Hades. Mere chance were we born. It was evolution. We just, poop, here we are. And after it, we won't be, nobody will remember us. Poof, we'll be gone again. Just a puff of smoke, nothing means anything. No one will remember what we do. Nobody will care. We're not going to be famous people like Julius Caesar who are remembered for centuries. We're going to be like the great masses that die and are eventually forgotten. And as a result, let us enjoy everything about this world. Let us be all about this world and not let anybody to tell us to not be what we choose to define ourselves as being. And that's the problem that we find today. We have people who tell you that you can't choose who you can love, and therefore they should give in to debauchery. I'm pretty sure pedophiles and rapists feel the same way as homosexuals do when they look at somebody that they lust for. And it's lust, not love, in that category. It's an eros emotion of love, not an agape. Oh, I know what you're going to say. You can't compare them because there's a choice that the other person makes that they can make that a child can't or a victim of a rape can't. But when you do that, it stops being about love having no choice to somebody having to be able to say yes and agree. I get that that would be something that would be a censure to your thoughts, a mere hardship to allow you to see and love that person with the love of God. And I know you want to destroy righteousness. Just look at the world today and see how the righteous are treated. See what being lawful is all about. You try to do something to help your brother out, you're the problem. You try to point out to somebody that they can have better than what they have, they don't. Dying cannot be deferred because it is fixed with a seal and no one returns. Our lifetime is the passing of a shadow, the scripture tells them. But the point is that God formed us to be imperishable. This is the image and likeness that he made us in. One of the many ways in which we're in the image and likeness of God is that we are meant to live forever. And that's where the envy of the world came in, because we are made to be like God. And that's what Satan wanted to be, was God. Imitation. That's all it was. My dear brothers and sisters, these words today should be something to make you pause and think about your own life. And consider whether you too need to stop and reconsider. Wow, God bless me. And determine whether or not you are one of the wicked who are going to only look at life as temporary and not realize that there's more to the being alive than this existence. Or if you are going to be like the wicked and say, this is all there is, so it doesn't matter. My dear brothers and sisters, you can choose this day whom you decide to serve. And the key word there is serve. Faith without works is dead. Does faith or works gain salvation all on its own? No. The basis for salvation is Jesus died on a cross and died for you. He opened the way for you to be able to go home to heaven, to have a relationship with him. But you can do the opposite. You can basically look at the righteous and speak these words. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him in the end. For if the righteous one is the Son of God, God will help him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With violence and torture, let us put him to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will care for him. No truer words were ever spoken about the cross and what our sins truly declare and how we ourselves are truly guilty of nailing him to that tree.